Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking Gypsy. We're back on that in just a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack up on Capitol Hill yesterday, appearing before the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, talking about the fiscal year 2012 budget proposal of the Obama administration for agriculture. During that time of Q&A that he had with senators after his presentation, the new freshman senator from the state of Kansas, Jerry Moran, went to the secretary and asked him about GPSA. Specifically about will there be any sort of additional comment period once the economic analysis is held by USDA. He was looking for a yes or no answer. Didn't quite get that.
I'm going to try to ask a very brief question, which the answer can be yes or no. I asked the department last September to do economic analysis, Mr. Glover, to make economic analysis available in regard to GPSA rules. I'm pleased to know that you're doing that. And I am asking whether or not, once that economic analysis is complete, whether the department will allow for public comment.
Senator, if I can, that's not as easy a question to answer with a yes or no. And the reason is that in order to explain how we went about this process, we solicited comments, as you know, generated a substantial amount of comments. We're taking those comments into consideration, categorizing them, and they will help to inform the analysis that Joe and his team will do. I've instructed them to do a thorough analysis, a complete analysis. Obviously, we want to make sure that once we present the final rule for review and for implementation, that it's a solid rule, one that we can justify. And given the extent of the comments, I'm confident in Joe's team that they'll be able to put an analysis that can pass muster and that will lead to a good product that we can support and defend.
I would encourage you, Mr. Secretary, to allow a very transparent post-economic analysis process at the department. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran talking with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack up on Capitol Hill yesterday, talking about the so-called GPSA rule and the economic analysis that apparently is underway now by Chief Economist Joe Glauber and his team to analyze the impact on the economy, on the livestock industry of these proposed rules that have been advanced by Dudley Butler, the administrator of the Grain Inspection Packer and Stockyards Administration. Of course, the rule very controversial. There's been a lot of give and take on both sides that have talked about how these rules are desperately needed to assure fairness in the livestock market. That's the side that believes in the rule. The folks that don't want the rule, they say it'll destroy 50 years of progress in the livestock industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sunrise Ranches in Ooliga, Oklahoma will be having their registered Black Angus bull sale Saturday, March 12th at 1 p.m. 60 performance-tested Angus bulls will be sold, as well as 60 commercial-bred cows. The commercial cow market is red-hot right now, and it's sure to remain that way for some years. Use the Sunrise Registered Black Angus bulls and our excellent commercial-bred cows to bulk up your herd for more dollars. Sunrise Ranches, the brand of a new day for your cattle program. See sunriseranches.com for more information. That's SONSunriseRanches.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.